This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A senior Ukrainian presidential official said on Friday, offensive operations launched by Kyiv against occupying Russian forces are designed to shape the battlefield. Reuters correspondent Almond Lee reports.
Kyiv claimed Thursday it has recaptured 8 villages in the last 2 weeks, and where it is in the early stages of its most ambitious counteroffensive of the 16-month-old war. Russia says it has fended off the Ukrainian counterattack and inflicted heavy casualties, which Ukraine denies. In his nightly address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also accused Russia, without evidence, of preparing to carry out what it called a terrorist attack at a nuclear plant in southeastern Ukraine that would release radiation from the plant. Kremlin denied it, calling the allegation, quote, an utter lie.
Reuters correspondent Almond Lee. After spending more than 2 decades building a rigidly controlled political system, Russian President Vladimir Putin is silently watching increasingly raucous infighting that has emerged among top members of his entourage amid the war in Ukraine. Analysts say it doesn't pose an immediate threat to Putin's power, but some analysts do say that his failure to squelch squabbles between Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner military private contractor, has set the stage for more internal battles. Meanwhile, people were still out at the Forbidden Palace in Beijing on Friday, despite 40 degrees Celsius weather, Beijing upgrading its warning for the hot weather to red, the highest in color-coded alert system, saying most of the Chinese capital could roast in temperatures of up to 40 degrees Celsius. This is VOA News. A suspected lone Russian diplomat is apparently squatting on the site of Moscow's proposed embassy after the Australian government vetoed the plan on security grounds. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
A man has been living on the site in a portable building since Sunday when passers-by first saw Australian Federal Police outside the fence block in Canberra's diplomatic precinct. The Russian embassy has refused to comment on media reports that the man seen smoking cigarettes outside his accommodation is a Russian diplomat. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has dismissed the Russian act of defiance, saying a bloke standing in the cold on a bit of grass in Canberra is not a threat to our national security. Albanese says he's confident an eviction would stand up to any Russian legal challenge. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A retired German businessman who took an underwater Ocean Gate voyage to see the Titanic in 2021 now calls himself naive following this week's deadly accident, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
61-year-old Arthur Leubel was one of the submersible company's first customers, but he now calls it a suicide mission and says you have to be a little crazy to do this sort of thing. Leubel tells Sky News when Ocean Gate announced it was offering dives in 2019, he jumped at the chance, but he says the trip was repeatedly delayed because of a problem with the battery and balancing weights.
Some dives before, they got problems with the battery systems.
He says also on that trip were Titanic expert P.H. Narjolet and OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush, two of the men who lost their lives. I'm Donna Water.
Jubilant lawmakers in Lusaka sang Zambia's national anthem on Friday after foreign lenders agreed to restructure part of the country's debt, a move that entrepreneurs said brought hope for the crippled economy. Zambia defaulted on its $18.6 billion foreign debt in 2020 at the height of the COVID pandemic. The restructuring deal, covering around a third of the tab, came on Thursday at a two-day summit in Paris hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron. Relief was palpable in the capital, where legislators and parliament belted out the national anthem in celebration. The victory is a major success for the president, who swept to power in 2021 on the back of promises to revive the economy, root out graft, and woo back scared investors. In the city's business district, groups of people shared copies of morning newspapers whose front pages were dominated by the debt story. Find more online at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.